Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
Yeah. I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you, per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday, December 13th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. We have a fun Friday in store for you. We have guest co-host Jay English in the building. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
And we have T. Smith. It's been a minute. Tony Smith.
Yeah. Morning. Yeah, you know, I'm back.
You back?
I'm back.
Ain't that vibe?
What's happening?
Yeah. I'm back.
I'm back.
Looking
welcome
all
welcome
refreshed.
With a, welcome with a, what is it, 1 degree out?
Yeah.
Three?
Have
three
we hit
degrees.
One?
Yeah. I'm glad.
Man.
I'm glad. I'm glad it hit you. How did it
wow.
hit you?
Listen to the hate.
Yeah. How did that hawk hit you
Jay,
when you got off that
this.
Plane last night?
I don't like the hate right
That's
now.
That's how he welcomed you back.
It's Friday. It's supposed to be a happy day. He's like, yeah, take this cold.
Happy.
Take this cold.
Oh, like, no, I'm happy because I've been already dealing with it. You got to acclimate to it.
I know.
Sounds I'm like just hating on the part
Jay,
where
see I got to deal with here?
Your vacation part.
This is supposed to be my buddy right here.
Brother.
That's how he treat me.
He going to make you go back on vacation.
Correct. Let me see what my next break is.
Trust
I'm out.
Me. Right. Trust me. I ain't got to do too much for that to happen.
You yeah, travel like that?
I'm getting out of here every chance possible.
Well, I ain't even mad at you.
Come on. Yeah. Well, I want to stick around for this summer. Yeah. I'm gonna stay put, but in the winter, I'm trying to go, dog.
I don't blame you. It wasn't even hot though.
I was in Cali too. It was warm out there.
Okay.
I mean, but warm compared to 3 degrees. So yeah. It was like 60s, 70s out there.
That's
which
warm.
Is good. 60 and sunny. So
compared
it was nice.
To 2 degrees.
But
we got here.
when I got to Vegas, whew. I was like, what is this? This ain't Vegas. I was like, this is not the Vegas that I know. I'm thinking of, you think of Vegas, right? You're thinking of, obviously you think of the casinos and the strip, but also like the pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Vegas pool.
Yeah.
There ain't no Vegas pools. I mean, it's too cold.
Were they all closed?
I have no idea, but I wasn't going anywhere near the pool because it was too cold. I did see a lifeguard when I was walking yesterday, and I was like, why is the lifeguard at the pool? I mean, he's got a jacket on.
That's how you know it's
I'm
a
like,
problem.
But who's at the pool?
You know that's a problem.
Who are you protecting right now? There's no one in the water.
Hey, you got to take your coat off to dive in.
I mean, at that point, it's basically a cold plunge.
No, it's a free check.
That's probably
it really was.
Money. But it's a cold plunge if anybody's at the pool.
I was about to say, that's my job.
You're not lying.
It was, you know.
I think it had to be, it was probably 50 degrees out.
No, wow. Man, I ain't going swimming.
And why? Who
degrees.
Could be in the pool at 50?
Not me.
Not anyone.
He ain't got to worry about saving me at 50
right,
degrees.
Right, he ain't saving no one. I'm like, I'm not going in that water. I'm going to catch hypothermia myself. I'm not saving. Let me get this stick. You got that little, the pole.
You
that
better
he,
grab it.
You got that cleaning pole.
Right.
Here you go, bro. Grab this. He's like, man, I'm drowning. I can't grab nothing.
Be like, man, you out of there, man. You see, I got this jacket on.
I know,
man. That's how you know somebody did not come to go to work that day. Like, I'm here, but I ain't here.
Right. Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. But, I mean, it was good to be gone. You know how it is. Get out of the norm.
Yeah. Yeah, to say you here and not here, that's probably how next week is going to be. Or the week of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's like, look, and Christmas falls on a Wednesday. Look, I'm here, but I ain't.
Yeah,
here.
Don't be expecting no work to get done.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all should have gave me the week off.
All right.
I don't even know why you got me here.
As soon as I show up, they're like, look.
I ain't even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on,
like,
man.
Well, act like I ain't here. Let's play a game called Act Like I Ain't Here.
For real.
You see me, but you don't. So, Tony, you're out in Cali and out in Vegas. I know you told
little birthday celebration from one of my buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And before the show, we were talking about something because it came across one of my feeds, and it's something that we have always had a struggle with. And Truth Nation, we definitely want to get your opinion on this. But when you go out as a group and when it's time to split the bill, that is,
you mean pay the bill.
You
ain't always splitting the bill.
Exactly.
Pay my portion
of
the bill.
You're requested to split
the bill comes.
No.
Hey, right. Hey, well, how come you got those dudes when the bill comes, like kind of like the thing you sent, Telly, where like you look around like this one dude is always gone when the bill comes. Like, where he
I gotta
at?
Go to the bathroom. I'll be right.
Right. He goes right before the bill comes somehow. Right. I'm like, bro, how did you? Did you go walk over to the waiter and tell him to send the bill now? I'm going to the bathroom. Like, he is never around.
No, bro. When I come in, I'm asking the question to the server. Can we split these bills? Can I get my own? I need to know that up front before I even order.
Can we get separate checks? They'd be like, no. Okay. Some places you ain't doing separate checks.
Okay, so we are going to. I'm glad you said that. You level set. You say, hey, we're splitting the bill. Now, I'm speaking to two non-alcohol drinkers. Correct.
You're correct.
Jay English doesn't drink.
Yep.
Tony doesn't drink. But you are in a party of a few drinkers and a few people that, let's just say, like to eat.
They done had a few entrees.
And so you had a chicken sandwich and some fries and some water or some lemonade.
Uh-huh.
And your bill probably, you know, 15, no more, $20 for sandwiches and fries.
You wouldn't eat in Vegas.
I'm just saying.
I ain't no Vegas prices, bro. I don't know where you're eating.
We're at Chili's. All right.
Okay. Makes sense.
We're at Chili's.
My sandwich better be $9.99 then.
Thank you. My whole meal.
So I'm including tip. Okay. Let's just say you're thinking, all right, I'm only about $20.
Yeah.
And Tony, same thing. Same thing, you know, he gets some water and, you know, just a little wrap or something. And I'm over here. I'm like, yeah, let me start off with some wings as my appetizer. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to get a steak. And, ooh, that lobster looks good, too. And, oh, hey, let me get about three Hennessy's and
not
Cokes.
The lobster.
Let's double those. Let's double those three Hennessy's and Cokes. Mm-hmm. So my bill is clearly way more than you all's.
Absolutely.
Bill.
Yeah.
But then when the check comes, like, all right, fellas, let's go ahead and split this three ways.
Mm-mm.
Is that fair?
No. No.
But, Jay, you came in and said, hey, we're splitting this bill.
No, see, I'm going to clarify. I'm going to ask the server my question first. Can I get separate checks? If she say no, everybody at the table, now we got to have a conversation. Before you order anything, I need to know what the plan is.
Yeah.
Because if we get to the end and you ordered lobster and I had a chicken sandwich.
But, of course, you're going to be with someone, it might even be your wife, that says, getting separate checks is tacky.
Yeah, I'm going to be tacky. I'm going to be tacky today. And I'm okay,
how you
going to
spend
okay
my money?
That. Thank you.
Put your card up, man.
I feel the same way. She can pay.
Right, she got a card. Put your card up.
Look.
Hey, no, not the joint card. Put the other one up.
Right, your card.
Put your card
your
up.
Your card.
Not the joint card.
No, of course. They're like, sure. And put up that joint card.
You already know.
No. Get your own card.
No, is that the blue card? I know you didn't pull the blue card out.
Hey, don't pull that Amex out. Put that thing back.
Need your red card.
They got my name on it.
So, Truth Nation, how do you feel about splitting the check when it comes? 833-212-1017. We're going to get a poll up, and we're going to.
Charlie, what you do, though, is you just bring cash. Then I'm just pay my part. I'm out.
See?
That's it.
People will have a problem with that because just like the reel that I sent you, it was a birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And
birthday is different. Now, you'll pay for the birthday person. I'm going to put in for the birthday, whoever's
okay
birthday it
yeah
is. I'm going to put in for that.
Yeah.
If it's a birthday.
Sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But
correct.
If you are out and it's six of us and it's one of us, it's our birthday, Are you going to split the check, or are you going to say, I'm going to pay my portion and I'm going to take care of the birthday guest?
Yeah, I'm gonna put in on the birthday person, put something in, and I'm gonna pay for mine. Because, like you say, I don't drink. It's just, you're doing too much, especially in a place like Vegas. The drinks are outrageous.
Yeah,
I see the bill, but I'm like, man, y'all, what?
That's unfortunate for y'all.
$25 for a drink? What?
Yeah, man, I can't split that. I'm sorry, I can't. Now they may never invite me to come out again.
I'm
cool with that.
I'm willing to run that risk as well,
100%.
Because I run into this problem quite often, and in the groups that I go out with. 98% of the time, I'm the only vegan there. Mm. And so, do you think they're going to seek out a vegan restaurant just for me? Or are they going to go for the masses? Exactly.
They ain't thought about you.
Salad?
And then, I love that. They got something for you there.
Hummus?
You don't eat animals?
And so,
if it's been running around, I ain't eating it.
And I run into this all the time because I'm with the group. I don't want to be the odd one out. And so, okay, I'll go to the restaurant you want to go to. And yes, I can only eat fries or salad or whatever. But why is it that you going to expect me to pay the same thing that you're paying and you full? You walking
you
out full.
You still hungry.
Nine times out of ten, I got to go home and figure out something to eat once I leave the restaurant.
But yeah. Did you just go out to dinner?
Yeah, no, I'm still hungry.
That's why I'm hungry right now.
We went to some steakhouse.
Yes, and that happens more often than not. Or nowadays, I will just eat before I go because I know they're not going to have anything for me. But again, should I have to pay if we're splitting the check and it ends up being $250, should I have to pay $72 for some French fries?
No, bro. If you pay $72 for French fries, hey, that may be the best fries that ever existed.
You know, I've done that before.
You know what's crazy, though?
I was not happy.
You gotta, that whole situation, you gotta have the right friends. So, I'm just telling you.
Hey,
so,
that's real.
The first time I became aware of, like, okay, yeah, you don't drink. Why are you paying that much money? Is, I was out to dinner with a bunch of friends, and one of my friends told me, there was my buddy's wife, Telly knows Scott, and Scott's wife, Carrie, I knew them since junior high, right? Yeah. So Carrie, the check comes, and I'm just going to put my card in, we're going to split it, whatever. And she's like, hold on, no, Tony, you can't pay what we're paying. We had bottles of wine, we had all this, it's just you.
Rich friends.
With a couple of couples. You shouldn't be paying the same thing we're paying.
Hey, that's what rich people do. They be like, oh, don't worry about it. I got love going somewhere rich friends.
Or not necessarily rich, but let's just say Scott doesn't have the same skin complexion as I do.
No, but this was back in the day. Well, first of all, this is back in the day. So they weren't necessary. I would say he's got money now, but back then, he was just starting up. But she was like, no, you shouldn't be paying that because you had no drinks and you just had like a burger and fries. I'm like, there's no way you should be paying that much. So I had not thought about it. I'm going to tell you right now how we roll. And when we used to play, dude, it'd be like five of us out to dinner. And man, we play a credit card roulette. Everybody put up their card, the waiter pick one, and you paying the bill.
Well,
the whole bill.
Come on.
That's how we did it.
Listen here.
I'm telling you, we go out to dinner every time.
I'd have been going to the bathroom right when the shit came out.
Jay, that's when you and Cal, we exit that conversation because we have never been NBA players in our lives
before. I can't mess with that.
So.
Yeah, hey, it was like, man, you'd be like, don't get me.
No.
But Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We have a poll question up. What is the right way to split a group bill at a restaurant? One of the answers is ask for separate
Not
checks.
Split it.
Or evenly split bill with group. Miriam hit us up already on our YouTube message board. Say, sorry, Telly, but the way my bank account is set up is exactly, Miriam. I feel you. I'm telling you, man, I have been in those situations and I just, I get so mad, and it's so funny because my wife already knows it. She'll be like, "Tell her, you know this how it's going to be." But I'm like, it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Tell you, man, bring cash. You can solve all that.
Just lay that no down on the table.
Here's my money. Bam, that's it.
Yeah, you're right.
Plus the tip, I'm out.
Y'all figure it out.
That's between y'all.
And as for Scott's wife, yeah, Miriam says she's a keeper. Yeah, I want to hang around her because I have never had anyone take that much attention. And I've been out with the same people a lot of times, and not one time
wrong,
have
man.
They ever said, "You know what, man? You didn't even really
get
anything.
Some new friends."
Yeah, they doing you wrong, bro. You same people too? Nah, they know that you didn't get.
I gotta get some new friends.
They know he ain't had up with some fries.
Losers, all of you.
Valerie, I'm going to end on this, and we're going to step aside for our first break. But Valerie says on our YouTube message board, "See, what happened was I brought just enough to pay for my bill."
Yeah, that my bill is real important. Just my bill.
Truth Nation, we're just getting started on this fun-filled Friday. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. Again, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We have Jay English, Tony Smith in the building. Keep it locked right here, or Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's up, Truth Nation? It is Friday, y'all. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-hosts Jay English and Tony Smith in the building, and we've been talking about splitting the bill. As Tony returns from a mini vacation out to Cali and Vegas, where he stopped by to a friend's birthday party, and then you have the question of, okay, how do we take care of the bill? And I started off by saying this is always troubling for me because I don't typically eat a lot of stuff when I go out unless I'm at a vegan restaurant. But
how often that happens.
Right. And for you two guys who are non-alcoholic drinkers, and you go out with a group of people that drink, it's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah, I'm not responsible for the alcohol portion of the tab. So
okay,
I'm out on
so,
that.
So, Tony, do you establish these rules with?
No, but that's why I say, like, most people. I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of times, depending on who you're with, like, I just split the bill. Like the last time I was out of Vegas, we had a couple like side meals. Just split the bill.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really don't even think about it.
Yeah, but when there are larger,
there might
groups.
Be a deficit. Yeah, a larger group is a little different. But sometimes you can get a separate check though on those large, because I think restaurants are now getting a little bit more accustomed to that and okay with it. I mean, I have been places where it say, we don't do separate checks, but now I haven't run into that as much. I think everybody's, because now they got the little reader, they bring it around. Like, you don't have to take the bill. A lot of places, they got it right there at the table.
Yeah.
What'd you have? And they just ring you up real quick. So
yeah, but you still have some of those that aren't necessarily.
Sometimes you do.
Up to the times, and you have to figure out, okay.
Like, I mean, the clip you sent me on Instagram, where the ladies, I mean, they were like, it seemed like they didn't like each other.
I'm like, before to be okay.
Correct. I'm like, who are you going to dinner with? These are your friends.
You know what I'm saying? They was gonna have trouble anyway.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be friends with y'all. Like,
you said, you smell trouble anyway.
Oh, yeah, about this to be is a how problem, dinner, man.
You can just. I'm just looking at how they talking to each other. I'm like, they're not friends.
This is a
friend of somebody else who invited somebody else who don't really know half the group. I'm like, it was weird. I've never had a dinner like that amongst my friends.
Thank you. It
was crazy just to watch that whole thing go down. I was like, wow.
Yeah, tell you, like, I don't see it as a tough situation. I'm not paying for y'all.
Right.
I don't see that as a tough situation.
You're the one having a problem with it. I have no problem with it.
No, we all splitting. No, you all are splitting. Like, I'm not doing that, especially if I know I didn't eat much or I hardly had anything, or if y'all throwing back everything behind the bar and I'm sitting here with a Pepsi.
Yeah,
no, bro, I'm going to pay my $4 for my Pepsi.
Why would you even want me to pay?
But you know there's some scrutiny that's going to come,
Brother, I'm cool with all of that. I'm totally
because,
fine.
You know, you're going to have those people that say, well, you knew we were going as a group, and you knew this was going to, like.
You knew I wasn't paying for you. You knew before we came in I wasn't paying for everything you ordered. Told you, bro, if you order lobster and you want me to pay, I'm reaching into your plate. I'm getting a piece.
Yeah.
Hey, give me that later.
I'm just saying. Just don't even say nothing when I reach over and grab something.
Hey, no, I feel you. I feel you. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Thomas hit us up on our YouTube message board. It says, family, we split mostly. Friends, colleagues, separate.
I don't know, man.
Family.
Family be the most dangerous one.
Say, what family? You going out some sisters and brothers and cousins? Right.
It depends on the family we went out with.
They get the same treatment.
Hey, depends on who you consider family, huh?
You get the same treatment. I'm gonna put it this way. It depends on who you're out with. So if I'm out with my friends who just split the bill and ain't really worried about it, because sometimes they might be eating light. I don't know. It depends. Yeah. You never really know. And not all of them drink. But if I'm out with people who want to split the bill, I'm splitting the bill.
Mm-hmm.
People want to pay their own, I'll pay my own. I don't really care. Whatever y'all want to do.
You can go either way and you're totally fine.
I can go either way. I'm totally fine.
Man, I need them laws up front. You need to tell me before we went.
Long as it's not egregious. Like, okay, you can't be having.
You know, it's always
you can't
that
be
one
popping
person,
bottles.
Though.
And I had a burger and now all of a sudden you want me to pay $150.
Right.
I mean, come on now. Let's be realistic. I ain't doing that. In that case, y'all just picking up my burger.
Yeah. And it comes down to KYP too. Know your personnel. Yeah. Tony and I have taken countless golf trips together, and we've never gotten into a fight over the bill. So I just think
in my head we have.
Said some stuff in your
mind. I just didn't say it out loud.
Oh, he got mind control.
I was cussing Telly out in my head.
I was cussing him out in my head, and I don't even curse. It was just a thought, man. But eventually we
worked it out.
Jay, that's the one time I forgot my wallet. Oh, sorry, Telly. You got to get me.
That's my bad.
I'm like, oh, man. I gotta go to the bathroom. So Tony, you were gone how long?
I was probably gone a week.
You're gone a week. All right. Yeah, you missed some stuff. And,
I know.
I was
into the news cycle, so I'm anxious to see what was going down.
It's been some stuff.
But before we get into some of the things you missed, Norm, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Jay, and Tony. What's your question or comment?
Hey, what's happening, brothers? How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning.
Doing well. All right. Hey, I had a friend, Mr. Brown. He's pretty popular in Milwaukee. He used to always tell me, you tell people, give them what they drinking. Give them what they drinking, then, pay for that. Because people change when you say drinks on me. Hey, man, y'all have a good weekend. Peace.
Who's saying drinks on me in the first place?
No, I ain't never saying that.
No.
That's when they start popping bottles.
Hey, right.
That's when you, again, know your personality.
That's drinks on me.
Some people can drink you out of your doggone mortgage payment.
From drinking, they say, rail versus. go ahead, give me that Casamigos thing. Give me that one. I don't need rail.
Hey, girl, better yet, they don't even know how to pronounce it. Let me get this. What them boys be talking about? Them boys in them rap song, Kakamuga.
You can't pronounce it.
Give me
it. You can't get it. No. You can't have it.
Ain't that what they call the top shelf?
Yes.
You put them on the top shelf?
Yes. Yeah.
No, there's a fancy bottle that they have tequila, and it look real fancy. It's white and blue. When people say that, I say, give me the white and blue. I don't know what it is, but give me that
he
one.
Said
I,
the white and blue.
That's the one I see.
Hey, what's
like
the one
buy.
With the what's the one that looks like a? It's a fancy. It's like super expensive. Like I can't think it's a tequila or something.
Yeah, the white and blue fancy looking bottle.
I have no idea, but I know I've seen people like, ooh, this is like $150 a shot. It's something like real crazy.
Kyle back here having flashbacks.
But there's somebody who's saying like it's $150 a shot. It's like real crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinks on me. That means everybody get a Sprite. Exactly. You can get a little grenadine in there if you want. Put a little lemon on the side. That's the best I got for you. If it's all on me.
Not really a city girl says good morning. With family, the head always carries the whole bill. But with friends, we split. However, it depends on the company, though.
Now, who is the head?
The head.
Who is the head? And how is that determined? Because I need to know. I'm going out with y'all.
Yeah. You know, this is the time when you need those women around. So I'm a boss. I'm bossing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to boss and play this bill, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
But, like, let's don't get traditional when it's time for the bill to
That's
come.
Right.
But in the other time, it's, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm running things. I'm a boss. All right.
I'm going to let you be a boss of this bill.
Yeah. Be the head of this bill.
Hey, and hold on. If I'm the head of the bill, I'm head of everything. It ain't when we go out to dinner only. Nah, I'm the head of everything.
You might have a fight on your hands when you get out of the restaurant.
Alcohol excluded is what Thomas said on our YouTube message board. But, Tony, you have that. That's the bottle that you're talking about that was just text to you. Yeah, it's $157. So that's what
for the bottle, though.
Yeah,
I'm talking about this.
But I mean, you know how it is in a club.
If the bottle 157, you know the shot gonna be at least 30.
Exactly.
Oh, is that expensive for a shot? I don't know.
Oh goodness.
Well, yeah, you know.
The brother pocket.
Tony, when we kicking it?
He ain't be getting drunk on me.
He already said he ain't paying for it.
God, you like, man, he don't know a lot about alcohol. That's like trying to take advantage of somebody who don't know how to play poker.
He wanted to get me. Look at him.
Right.
He's like,
come on over to poker night.
Right. He's like, oh, these $40 shot, those normal, Tony. Those normal. Right.
It's a deal. Okay. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Let me get you two, Kyle.
No, you guys said know your people. We know we can't take Kyle out. No,
but Kyle will take advantage of me. Right. Thanks, Kyle.
He said, is that a lot? Boy, I go somewhere. I remember I got a double and it came out to like 10. I said, dang. Tony said,
hey, a shot or a drink?
$30 for a shot?
Nah.
That's like when somebody.
Wait, you get a whole drink or a shot for?
For $10? Yeah, I was on the East Coast and I got a shot for $10 and I was hurt. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a normal shot, though? I don't even know.
I wouldn't. Here. I can't tell you.
Nah.
Probably I like $6.
Come on, let's ask the professional. Six? Let's ask the professional.
Back. Drinker back here.
Now, y'all know I don't be buying. I got a budget when I go out. So.
What's a shot of tequila?
A shot of tequila going to cost you about $6.
Oh, okay.
Not 30.
When Kyle's around, he'd be like, hey, man, you want a drink? Hey, let me make sure he gets a beer. Like, I don't even drink beer, Kyle. You ain't got nothing cheaper than a beer, then. You ain't drinking.
Yeah, my whole meal ain't going to cost $30, so I can't mess with y'all.
Oh, wow. Not really a city girl says the head is usually the elders or whomever initiated the dining experience.
Okay. Grandma, the bill is on you.
Yeah, I would say elder. I would just say just leave it at the person that initiated it.
Grandma. Thanks, Grandma. Like, whoa.
Appreciate you, Grandma. Happy birthday, Grandma.
I don't even know
my bill.
Tony, you take your mom and your sisters out. The bill comes. You look at your mom, like, hey, so what y'all gonna do?
Mama, you've been carrying me your whole life. You got this one. You used to it. No problem.
You used to it.
Bad, oh, bad.
Hey, put it on my tag, Grandma.
I tell you what, man. This debate is going to continue on and on and on because you do have the percentage of people that say, well, It's the group. It makes it easier for everybody to just play the same thing. And then you have the three individuals in the studio right now that says, it's not fair for me to have to pay for all of your stuff.
Especially when you out kicking it for real. Y'all ordering everything.
Yes.
And you want
under the sun.
Come on, no.
And especially if I know that, man, I'm going out with Tony. Tomorrow night. So, yeah.
You go out with me. You're going to be in bed by 10. No.
No, but I'm just saying.
It's bedtime early.
Let's just say my taste buds are changed depending on my personnel. So if I know there's some people around me that got a little money.
Uh-huh.
I might order something that I typically don't order.
You one of them people.
Knowing that
Yes. No, I'm just saying. Knowing, so I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks this way.
No, Telly got some. He been around some rich friends. I got a friend that was in the NFL, and boy, anytime he came into town, I knew I was gonna have a good free night.
Exactly. Like,
oh wow! Listen to these dudes.
Like you know, like man, I'm going to Carnivore. Like otherwise. You know what? I might end up over at Buffalo Wild Wings if it's on my dime.
Right.
But if it's on somebody else's dime, yeah, we going to Carson's. We hooding up something else. So what I'm saying is people change when they know people around them
may have
some money.
Hey, some people change.
Is there a dollar amount where you are no longer a vegan?
Oh, no. That's funny.
A certain dollar amount, you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to try the steak tonight.
Like, oh, I'm going out with Juan Soto. Hold on. Oh,
right. I think I'm going to go ahead and try that out, y'all. This chicken masala look good.
I will be completely honest. And when I do have a lot of, you know, athlete friends that are pretty well off, they love when I'm around them because they be like, oh man, Telly don't even cost me nothing. Like he's like a bird.
They happy to ask you to go.
Yeah, because they know I'm not going to order anything. And I was always raised that, look, if you can't pay for it yourself, don't order it. Like, why in the world are you going to expect another grown man to pay for your meal?
Yeah.
So I have never. So I mean, it's funny that you said that. Like, because people, if there's a dollar amount that, like, if you don't have no budget, or if you out with somebody and you know the tab doesn't even matter.
Yeah, folks be wilding out. They get all that stuff. Thank you.
But who was the lady who said the elder pay for it?
Not really a city girl.
Oh yeah. So, on. Playing off of what she said, when we would go out in the league, like sometimes I say we would do the credit card roulette type of deal. But if we had like we're out with one of the vets or somebody, the vet would take care of you. Say, hey, listen, young fella, I'll get it.
Yeah,
you take care of the next group of young fellas when they're coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just take care of the bill for you.
Yeah. Hey, why should you say grandma would already know to take LaQuanda and Ray Ray to Golden Corral?
Right.
Hey, one call. You can get everything you want.
Like, look, we all going out.
Ain't that buffet?
Yeah.
It is.
I don't mess with buffets.
GC?
Even in Vegas, I don't mess with buffets.
You don't mess with the buffets?
Mm-mm.
Man.
Brother, you missing out on life.
I can't remember the last time I was at a buffet on purpose.
I thought they would have shut those down after COVID.
No, man.
Buffets?
It's better now after COVID. Ain't many people in there no more. You got more food.
There's a reason.
Say it's more flavor. Hey, I was in Golden Corral about a month ago. We ain't good.
Hey, them Vegas buffets ain't cheap either.
No, they mostly. I heard the ones in the casinos are fire though.
But they ain't cheap though. I walk by and I see the price like $74 for a brunch.
Whoa. Oh my God.
I can't even eat that much.
Jay was like, shoot, I was in there.
I was in the whole crowd about it. I took my daughter and my wife. I was like, baby, everything is on daddy. You get whatever you want.
Hey, you came out feeling good.
I did.
You're like, man, I came up.
Hey, my daughter was looking at me. She's like, daddy, thank you. This was so wonderful. Baby, yeah, anything for you, girl. Anything for you.
You feed a family of four for $40.
Come on. Hey, look, it felt like a good idea to me. Sit there for a couple of hours, eat again. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm the only one to do that. We ain't in no hurry.
Sounds like it. We don't know what you're talking about.
It got all quiet in the studio. My bad, man.
You went off on a rant. No. Like, what?
I'm with you, Jay. I'm with you, Jay.
Thank you, Kyle. Come on, don't leave me by myself.
I'm going to tell my kids when I have them. I say, y'all know what today is. It's Sunday. It's Golden Corral Day. All you can eat.
I'm telling you.
GEC. Right. Your kids going to be chanting GEC.
And then they go to school talking about, it's GC Sunday.
No, don't tell anybody in school now. You keep this a secret. Daddy got secret privileges.
Don't be telling everybody.
Don't be telling everybody what daddy do for you.
You don't lay out this food for everybody.
Right. This family secrets.
That's right. Yeah, man, you got to do what you got to do sometime, bro. Go over there and let her get some ice cream and whatever else. Baby, try anything you want.
Man, y'all got me in here sweating, man. 833-212-1017. Hit us up, Truth Nation. Let us know what your thoughts are. We also have a poll question up on our YouTube message board. How do you handle the bill when it comes when you in a large group? You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Tony's been gone for a week, and he hasn't been
paying attention to the news.
So,
do I really want to know?
Yeah, you want to know.
I think you do.
You want to know.
Because there was somebody who was dead when you were gone, and then they came back home when you
Jesus?
Were gone. So, yes.
It ain't Jesus. Oh, okay. Not this time.
We'll be back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Say a word, keep giving me what I'm looking for. Truth Nation, the award-winning 1017 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. We have Sunday matinee basketball on The Truth. The Milwaukee Panthers return home to host the Akron University Zips at Fiserv Forum. I think they're calling that the Milwaukee tip-off or something. Like, yeah, is it the Milwaukee tip-off, Cal? Yeah. So there's going to be three games there, but, of course, the host team will be the UWM Panthers. They will be hosting the Akron University Zips at Fiserv Forum. Scott Warris has the coverage Sunday starting at noon on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network for from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 12:30. Man, that's going to be a good one. That should be cool. UWM getting some love at Fiserv Forum. Tony.
The House of Marquette.
The last time you were in Wisconsin, you were doing the Marquette, Wisconsin game at Fiserv Forum. And then you left and went for a little vacation, and now you're back.
And we did the thing. Oh.
Yeah.
Smacked them down.
Yeah, smacked them down, and some developing news since you have
what
you've been gone. What had happened was
some foolishness.
The missing kayaker who faked his death.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Yes. He returned. And he's back.
He definitely back
from missing.
And
was he just do a little swimming trip? What did he do?
Oh, gosh.
That was part of the trip.
That was part of the trip.
That was a piece of it.
It was a planes, triathlon? Trains, and automobiles.
A triathlon. There's a bike involved.
Yeah.
Well, the latest in
some running.
The latest in this is court records show the wife of Ryan Borgwart has filed for separation, claiming the marriage is irretrievably broken.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
Irretrievably broken.
Yeah, I would agree with her on that. I think it is.
Why would you think that?
The brother faked his death to get away from you.
I think something is wrong.
Let me correct you.
Problematic.
Let me correct you. First off, he ain't no brother. We know that.
Because it's a kayak involved. That told me who was really doing
correct.
This.
That is
I said, the brother flipped the kayak over? Oh, yeah, no, that ain't a brother.
Brother and a kayak put you on probation.
Cal, we have the latest on this so we can get Tony up to speed. Tony, here's the report. Let's get you up to speed, man.
Interesting. Oh, okay.
So
Cal's working on it.
Yeah, as Cal works on it. Again, so the cliff notes of this, Tony, he blows up this raft. And so he turns his kayak over. He capsizes his kayak, throws the cell phone in the bottom of the lake, gets back to shore, takes a bike to the bus station,
and
takes the bus over to Detroit.
Still ain't done.
Then goes takes the bus there's from more? Detroit over to Toronto.
Ain't finished.
Then he flies to Uzbekistan.
Does he have luggage with him? I mean, how's he doing all this?
That is a great question.
He's got to carry on.
You know what? Cal has it. Here's the updated version of the story.
Death and fled to Europe is back on U.S. soil. Charged with misdemeanor obstruction after turning himself into authorities who investigated his disappearance.
I had $20 in my wallet.
Ryan Borgwart appearing without an attorney, the judge entering a not guilty plea on his behalf.
I can't pay. I don't have money, so I'll defend myself.
The 45-year-old vanished in mid-August after traveling to Green Lake, about 100 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Authorities finding just a capsized kayak and his vehicle, with some personal effects nearby. Divers, cadaver dogs, and drones used to search for Borgwart in an effort that cost nearly $40,000, according to the Green Lake County Sheriff. But what appeared to be a tragedy Authorities say it was actually an elaborate attempt to escape.
Good evening, it's Ryan Borgwart.
After police got a tip that Borgwart's
I'm sorry.
Used in Canada, okay. They made contact with him in early November and received this proof of life video.
I'm in my apartment.
Why are you whispering?
I am. Safe, secure.
Authorities say Borgwart had used an inflatable boat to paddle off the lake, riding a stashed e-bike more than 70 miles to Madison, then hopping on a bus that took him through Detroit to Canada, where the sheriff says he got on a plane to Europe. In the lead-up to the disappearance, the sheriff says Borgwart took out a life insurance policy, moved money to foreign banks, and even communicated with a woman in Uzbekistan.
On December 10th, Ryan arrived on U.S. soil.
Police say he flew home voluntarily on Tuesday after several phone conversations.
We brought a dad back on his own.
Tonight, the sheriff.
Now, okay, Cal, you can cut it after that. I think I'm going to start laughing at inappropriate times, but did that fool just say, we brought a dad back?
Yeah, he's a dad. He got kids.
I mean, yeah.
He ran from them, too.
That he left. Why he went and found out that who he thought he was talking to wasn't who he was talking to.
That's what I said.
That's what happened. But man,
he got over
about,
there and said, I
he's
tripped.
Talking about he ain't got no money. Well, he went on an elaborate trip. No wonder he ain't got no money. He spent all the money on the kayak,
on the kayak.
The raft, the e. Now, don't you have to swipe your credit card for the e-bike?
Brother, he
I
did
mean,
a lot.
Your credit card and got ran up, dude.
And I don't think your e-bike, I mean, those e-bikes are designed to go 70 miles away from the location.
Right. That's
we
what
know that one didn't get returned.
He ran up the tab on the e-bike.
Yeah, he did.
And then he took a flight. He took a This dude was running up a tab.
Come on, bro.
He broke.
Well, we also found out he must have been in shape. You just can't go out there and ride your bike for 70 miles. Right,
when you're trying to get your freedom, I guess you train for it.
Hey, that's right. Hey.
Well, he got it.
Hey, you're running for freedom. You can do extraordinary things.
He went over there and found out. He thought it was Marcy. He found out it was Mark that was over there waiting on him.
Really? That would happen.
So Rachel on our YouTube message board says, I heard it was a catfish. Do you know if that's true? If it is, that just makes the story even better.
She said it make it better.
Make it better.
Hey, bro did say that whoever it was did not look like the pictures that they sent.
I'm telling you.
Who said that? Hell, he said that?
That's what he said, that they didn't look like the pictures that had been. I wonder why. That never dawned on him.
Miriam says, he is back. It is a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. You know how defeated you got to be to just be like, bro, I'm going back. You done faked your death. You done traveled. You rode a bike 85 miles.
He had to be really disappointing.
Right. When you get there and be like, you know what? I'm going to jail.
I said yesterday.
I'm going to go face the music rather than stay with you.
Right. He said, man, I tripped. Yes, I tripped, man.
Hey, bro, in court said, hey, I'm just going to defend myself. Ain't no excuse for what I did.
I ain't about to try to explain this to no lawyer. And he tried to tell you that, look,
come on,
I tripped, man.
I can't wait for the pictures to come out.
Right. What's up?
The pictures are coming out. The pictures are coming out of the person in Uzbekistan. Is that where it was?
Yeah,
wherever it was.
The pictures are going to come out,
man,
at some point.
No, I don't know.
It had to come out. Yeah. There's a whole documentary about it.
Yeah,
it did.
Well, this bro might get a Netflix special.
He gonna get something. People going, hey,
somebody 50 Cent go
you already know the internet is crazy.
Yeah. 50 Cent gonna produce the documentary.
Somebody
though.
On it already. They're gonna find that person.
What's amazing to me, he comes back and says, I'm broke. Boy, I am shocked.
I'm
so you just gonna come back with a pocket full of money and say
you took an international flight somewhere? Yeah, you broke. No,
right. Man, I tripped, man. Truth Nation, we're gonna keep this conversation
your
going
e-bike
on the other side of the break. Hit us up. Let us know what you think of this guy. And this
back on the slot.
You ride my e-bike
Let
back
us know
here.
What you think of this well thought out plan. 833-212-1017. And are you shocked that his wife filed for divorce? We're back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, this Sunday, December 15th, get ready for the ultimate holiday celebration at the Celebrity Status Holiday Gala. Join the Status Gala at the Pottawatomie Legacy Ballroom at 6 p.m. for a night of fashion, business, networking, and incredible performances. Enjoy Grammy-nominated Corn Hawthorne, a tribute to Quincy Jones by Sam Belton Jazz Experience, and more. Tickets are just $75, includes dinner and a $10 gameplay, plus special table rates and exclusive perks. Vendors are welcome. Do not miss out on this great holiday gala by getting your tickets now at Celebrity Status Barber and Beauty at Mayfair or on Eventbrite.com. Also coming up in our second hour, it is Friday, and we know how you know how we do it here on Truth Be Told with Telly. It is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with Telly, and is powered by We Energies, energy you can depend on. Call in right now at 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own Black-owned business or a Black-owned business you love. And when on... I'm telling you, man, we keep talking about this story.
Keep being funny, bro.
It just keeps getting more and more funny. because, oh, gosh, there's so many things that you could ask about this situation that this kayaker who faked his death returns home.
Mm-hmm.
And... he said, man, what did he say, Jay? I'm just represent myself.
I'm just going to defend myself,
y'all. I'm just defend myself, y'all. That's the total. he sounded so defeated. Like, man, you know what? My plan didn't work out. But I tell you what, plan to keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. Hour number two coming up after the break. Thinking the same, but I ain't banking
the same. I put a brand new... Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.